Chapter 8. Civil Liability. Article 176. A person of the civil law shall perform civil law obligations and bear civil liability in accordance with law or the agreement of the parties. Article 177. Where two or more persons assume shared liability in accordance with law, each person shall bear the liability in proportion to their respective share of fault, if such share can be determined, or in equal share if such share cannot be determined. Article 178. Where two or more persons assume joint and several liability in accordance with law, the right holder has a right to request some or all of them to bear the liability. The persons subjected to joint and several liability shall each bear the liability in proportion to their respective share of fault, or in equal share if such share cannot be determined. A person who has assumed the liability more than his share of fault has a right to contribution against the other person or persons subjected to the joint and several liability. Joint and several liability shall be either provided by law or agreed upon by the parties. Article 179. The main forms of civil liability include 1. Cessation of the infringement. 2. Removal of the nuisance. 3. Elimination of the danger. 4. Restitution. 5. Restoration. 6. Repair, redoing, or replacement. 7. Continuance of performance. 8. Compensation for losses. 9. Payment of liquidated damages. 10. Elimination of adverse effect and rehabilitation of reputation. And 11. Extension of apologies. Where punitive damages are available as provided by law, such provisions shall be followed. The forms of civil liability provided in this article may be applied separately or concurrently. Article 180. A person who is unable to perform his civil law obligations due to false merger bears no civil liability unless otherwise provided by law. False merger means objective conditions which are unforeseeable, unavoidable, and insurmountable. Article 181. A person who causes harm to the tortfeasor out of a justifiable defense bears no civil liability. A person who, when acting out of justifiable defense, exceeds the necessary limit and thus causes undue harm to the tortfeasor shall bear appropriate civil liability. Article 182. Where a person, when seeking to avoid a peril in response to an emergency, causes harm to others, the person who creates the peril shall bear civil liability. Where the peril is caused by natural forces, the person who causes harm to others when seeking to avoid the peril bears no civil liability, but may make appropriate compensation. Where the measures adopted by a person seeking to avoid a peril in response to an emergency are improper or exceed the necessary limit and thus cause undue harm to others, the person shall bear appropriate civil liability. Article 183. Where a party is injured for protecting the civil law rights and interests of another person, the tortfeasor shall bear civil liability, and the beneficiary may make appropriate compensation to the injured person. In the absence of a tortfeasor, or if the tortfeasor flees, or is incapable of assuming civil liability, upon request of the injured person, the beneficiary shall make appropriate compensation. Article 184. A person who voluntarily engages in rescuing another person in an emergency situation and thus causes harm to the latter person bears no civil liability. Article 185. A person who infringes upon the name, likeness, reputation, or honor of a hero or a martyr, and thus harms the social public interests, shall bear civil liability. Article 186. Where a party's breach of contract causes harm to the other party's personal or proprietary rights and interests, the latter party may elect to request the former to bear liability either for breach of contract or for commission of tort. Article 187. Where a person of the civil law has to concurrently bear civil, administrative, and criminal liabilities as a result of the same act performed by him, the assumption of administrative or criminal liabilities by the person may not affect the civil liability he should bear. If the assets of the person are insufficient to pay for all the liabilities, the civil liability shall be paid first.